a group of homeschoolers are taking the opportunity to turn childhood curiosity about candidate signs and smear campaigns into a life lesson. First, let me set the scene. Seated behind the kids section in the Prince George Library, three women sit at a low table, a bouncing baby on one mom's knee, and then Daybreak's Audrey McKinnon starts the conversation.
So if I can start by getting you to introduce yourself.
My name is Mae Bodgener. I homeschool four kids.
I'm Michelle Sierra Whiting, and I have three boys.
My name is Megan Roloffs, and I have three kids that are 7, 5, and 3 months old.
We're talking about how to go about introducing the election process and the government to the kids in a homeschool sort of group.
I can remember in elementary school doing something similar to this. So I don't know if that...
My turn.
Just a minute, honey. I can remember learning about it. And so I thought it would be cool to do the same type of thing with our kids.
Is it my turn?
Excuse me. I like teaching my kids stuff that they're interested in, and we were driving around town and they noticed all the signs everywhere, and so they've been asking questions about the election, and I've been explaining it to them as best as I can, but Mae came up with this idea, and I thought, what a great opportunity, right, to get together and kind of give kids like a first-hand experience of what an election is like.
And we've decided to put three dates together in October. We'll have different meetings based on different aspects of the process in the government as well. I think kids aren't aware of how important it is to vote and be involved in our government. So that's primarily why I'm doing this, is because I want them to become confident voters when they're older. We plan on using the kit that was actually sent to me by Elections Canada and introducing the mascots that they've provided to teach the kids about, you know, campaigning and putting together a presentation for a vote at a later date. They're on here. This is all from the government. So we've got Charlie the Raven, Dej the polar bear, Max the... It's very simplified. Like, so this is definitely at a primary level. Nevi the caribou and Sam the gray wolf. It tells a little bit about their personality. So I think Charlie the Raven, you know, talks about how he picks up garbage, and I can't remember what else we read about him, but...
He's fun and he's...
Loud.
He's loud. Yeah, he's loud. He likes to get together with his friends at the end of the day. Things like that. So basically it's like... The kids will be voting if they wanted this mascot for their class or their group or whatever, however we decide to present it at that point. But we're also going to have the kids choose one topic for real topic that they will also campaign about as well. We haven't really come up with a lot of those ideas ourselves, because I think that's something we want the kids to sort of think about what's important to them, right? Instead of us saying these things should be important, what's important in their lives. So
what would they change if they were in the position to do so? What could they come up with? What are some of the issues that they see as being troublesome that they'd like to fix?
Let's ask you right now, what would you like to fix?
I'd say the poverty across the country. Yeah.
Why is that?
Lots of reasons, really. I've just known a lot of people who have been in poverty, and I wasn't exactly in poverty for a while, but on the lower end for sure, and it can be difficult. I think that there should be a lot more job creation, or especially because we're starting to recession.
And how old are you again?
16.
What would an issue be for you that you would want to look into?
There's just a lot of like global warming and stuff. I guess I'm kind of worried about that a little bit, so maybe like if we thought of a way to make it so cars wouldn't produce so much gas and stuff to pollute the world, would be probably really good.
Where's the third child?
She ran away.
What election issue would you be paying attention to?
Don't look at me.
She's going to be one of the ones that just votes, right?
Probably.
You know, it's because of questions that my 7-year-old is asking me when he's on the computer and the election campaign ads come up prior to watching a video on YouTube. He wants to know who these people are and why is one person saying something that's not very nice about this other person. So we're having lots of conversations and it's forcing me to pay closer attention to the issues and the messages and how they're being presented. And I'm concerned, you know, about voter apathy, so Mason is forcing me to pay attention to the issues and to dissect them because he wants to know what it's about.
Do you have anything to say? That's all?
Milk's my big issue.
Daybreak's Audrey McKinnon bringing us that story. The homeschoolers election class starts this month in a Prince George home near you.